Welcome back to the Frankfort Wildcats Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 KMZA. Mike Smith now joined by Boys Head Coach Brian Ebert. Coach, your squad continues to have success, improving your winning streak to 6 games right now with 2 wins last week, 54-49 at Valley Heights and then 60-47 versus Blue Valley. What would you say maybe is the biggest factor to your team's continued success at this point in the season?
Well, you know, considering just the last 2 games, I guess, I would say our offensive output, our production on the offensive end has been better than it has previously. But our defense kind of went backwards. I feel like we're not guarding as well as we could, maybe not playing as intense as we're possibly capable of doing. I'll give Valley Heights credit. Those kids fought hard, and they really wanted to get a win against us. And luckily, Jacob Brosherman had 20, as well as Callahan Brown. So those two made up 40 of our 54 points. So I felt like those two really carried us offensively through that game, and you know, we were able to get a 5-point win.
So would you say maybe the defense stood out to you in these last 2 games? Did you want them to pick up the intensity maybe on that end?
Definitely. I feel like, once again, I feel like just maybe, I don't want to say lackadaisical, but just not as focused on defense as we need to. Then, you know, we talk about the Blue Valley game, turn around and Levi Peters puts up 22 points on us, and Jacob Brosherman has 31. So, you know, once again, I feel like our offensive output is what we need, but then we got to go to the other end and defend, and right now we're not doing that as well as we had been. So that is definitely a focus for us tonight.
Well, talking about the offense a little bit, are you seeing that, you know, the offense is maybe incorporating everybody out there on the floor?
Well, definitely. I felt like definitely against Blue Valley, a lot of them got involved. You know, Alex Surtees had 7. Callahan Brown had 9, which he's usually a little higher than that. But Lucas Adams had 8, so, and Jonathan Keating had 5. So I feel like we had a little bit more scoring from those that don't maybe score as much usually. But, you know, when Jacob has 31, you know, everybody else, look, they're not scoring a whole lot. So, once again, though, it's just defense intensity that I think we need to really focus on.
Your team ends the regular season here with a pair of games tonight at home against Wetmore, which we'll have here on 92.1 KMZA, and then on Friday on the road at Burn. What's maybe the most important thing you want to see from your team to close out the regular season here this week?
Well, just to keep playing like we, you know, we are capable of, both offensively and defensively. Tonight, definitely not an easy task against Wetmore. They basically play 5 guards, and they all can shoot the 3, and they're fairly quick and athletic. So, you know, and they're hungry to get more wins. That's a big key for a team, you know, that's young and trying to get on the winning side of things. So they're definitely going to come ready to play on our home court. And it's parents' night, so hopefully our kids understand that, you know, this is their last home regular season game. And then it doesn't get any easier next week going to Burn. They definitely have a lot of weapons, a lot like, you know, Wetmore. So two games that end the season, you know, that could be very difficult for us if we don't come ready to play.
Well, Coach, good luck in your next 2, and I will see you tonight.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
That was Frankfort Boys Head Coach Brian Ebert, the Frankfort Wildcat Locker Room Chat, sponsored by the First National Bank and Harrington Corner Shop.